Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following radio broadcast.
You're listening to WKRS Radio. I'm Jenny Aguero, and I'm here with your news update for Clarkdale and the surrounding area. As most of you probably know, the globally successful Austin Retail Group is opening its newest shopping mall right here in Clarkdale this weekend. To celebrate this, there will be a grand opening celebration on Saturday. Some of the events will take place outside, so you'll be happy to hear that Saturday will be sunny all day. If you would like to enter a contest to win a gift certificate that can be used in the mall, please complete the form on the WKRS radio webpage. I'll be back with more local news after this word from our sponsors.
Number 71. What is the report mainly about? Number 72. According to the speaker, what will happen this weekend? Number 73. How can listeners enter a competition? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Is it sometimes difficult for you to find pants and shirts that fit you well? How about shoes? If you are tired of the small sizes available in most major retailers, then come on down to X Plus Outlet on the corner of Ashbury and 12th. We stock all kinds of garments in plus sizes, so you're sure to find something you like. You can choose from our extensive selection of popular brand name items. We are open every day except Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., although we close early on Sundays. For more information, check out our website at www.xplusoutlet.com.
Number 74. What is being advertised? Number 75. According to the speaker, what is special about the products being sold? Number 76. On what day is the business not open? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Don't forget, everyone, that we'll soon be gradually relocating all departments to our new headquarters. We will begin moving over to the other building next month, from Monday, December 10th. If everything goes smoothly, we will all be settled in at the new office early next year. The new office is centrally located and will be much easier for most employees and clients to travel to. In preparation for next month's move, I'd like you to start backing up the files you're working on, especially client records and financial documents. External hard drives will be made available to you all this week. Keep these safe at all times.
Number 77. When is the relocation scheduled to start? Number 78. What does the speaker mention about the new office? Number 79. What does the speaker request that the listeners do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following introduction.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Before our keynote speaker takes to the stage, I'd like to talk about her briefly. Professor Rosalind Gray has made a remarkable contribution to the field of biochemistry and drug development. I personally had the pleasure of working with her when we helped to develop the highly successful pain medication, Migrosero. Her career has taken her all over the world, from Paris to Mumbai to Jakarta, where she currently works and resides. She is here in London tonight to discuss recent advancements in her field, and it is our great honor to welcome her. So without any further delay, let's welcome Professor Gray to the stage.
Number 80. Who most likely is Professor Gray? Number 81. How does the speaker know Professor Gray? Number 82. Where does Professor Gray currently work? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Thanks for attending this meeting at such short notice. I have gathered you all during the lunch break because I just found out that our factory will receive an inspection later today. This visit is very unexpected, and we need to get ready before the safety officer arrives. I want you all to check and clean our manufacturing machines and tidy up all the work areas. Also, I noticed that some liquid has been spilled on the floor of the factory. This needs to be dealt with properly. Finally, I see that none of you are wearing your safety hats and goggles. I want you to put these on immediately before you start any cleaning work inside the factory.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the meeting? Number 84. Why does the speaker say,
"This needs to be dealt with properly"?
Number 85. What will the listeners most likely do next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Cody Mansell calling from Zeus Fitness Center. Ms. Rawlins, the reason that I am calling is that you forgot to indicate your height, weight, and blood type on the membership application form you submitted on March 1st. I need this information before I can issue you a membership card. The quickest and easiest way is probably to email these details to me at cmansell@zeus.com. Your gym orientation is scheduled for March 15th, so I would appreciate it if you could send the information by March 12th. The sooner the better. Thank you, and have a great day.
Number 86. What is the purpose of the message? Number 87. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Number 88. Why does the speaker say,
"The sooner the better"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following radio broadcast.
Welcome back, listeners. I hope you enjoyed that new song by Lana DeMarco. I'm here with more entertainment news for you on Radio Swift FM. This weekend, the first episode of the second season of True Crime series will be shown on the NSC Network. This TV show became hugely popular during its first season, and many people will be looking forward to the start of the new season. Carrie Carter stars in the show as a young police detective working in New York City. Critics praised her performances in the first season, and she received several acting awards at the end of last year. Episode 1 airs at 8 p.m. this Saturday, and I'll be reviewing it here on my show on Sunday morning. Don't forget to tune in.
Number 89. What is the speaker mainly talking about? Number 90. Who is Carrie Carter? Number 91. What does the speaker say about Ms. Carter? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Brendan. This is Allison Kim from Yum Burger's head office. I'm calling you and all the other managers of our restaurants to let you know that we would like you to attend a meeting here at company headquarters on June 20th. During the meeting, we will discuss the new burgers that we will be adding to our menu on July 24th. At the end of the meeting, you'll have a chance to taste these burgers and give us your opinions. I'd appreciate it if you could email me to confirm that you will be able to attend. You have my address. If you need accommodation here in Portland, the company would be happy to cover the cost. Thank you.
Number 92. Who is the message intended for? Number 93. What will happen on July 24th? Number 94. What does the woman imply when she says,
"You have my address"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and list.
Listen up, everybody. As the leader of your sales team, I'd like to tell you once again how proud I am of all of you. Our team has exceeded Lightwire Telecom's previous sales record by a significant margin, so I'm arranging a dinner as a reward for you all. The CEO has allocated an amount of money that we can use for the team dinner. To be honest, I'm quite surprised how much he has given us to spend. So, this Friday, we'll all be going to Marco's Italian restaurant, where you will have soup to start, followed by delicious, authentic Italian pizza. And the best part is, all drinks come free with the meal.
Number 95. Why is the speaker organizing a meal? Number 96. Why is the speaker surprised? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which set meal will the employees most likely be served? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and sign.
Thanks for coming to this morning's meeting at such short notice. The reason I called all Astoria Cinema employees here today is that we have to make some urgent changes to our movie showtimes this coming weekend. We have decided to remove the old seats in Theatre 1 this weekend and replace them with more comfortable ones. Therefore, that theatre will be closed to patrons all weekend, and all movies scheduled to be shown in there will be shown at different times in Theatres 2 and 3. The change won't affect Theatre 4, which will continue to show all of our 3D movies. Next, I'll give each of you a copy of the new showtimes and give you your new weekend work shifts.
Number 98. What is the speaker mainly talking about? Number 99. What will happen at the Astoria Cinema this weekend? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Where would the sign most likely be posted?